At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With four lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show with minister, author, and entrepreneur, Teresita Glasgow.
Hello, 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 everyone. How are you today on this beautiful Tuesday? It is absolutely gorgeous here in Atlanta, Georgia. And today we have a guest. Our guest to you, Mr. Kareem Ellis. And he is a dynamic speaker, teacher, and wealth empowerment motivator. Kareem and I met at an awesome conference last year, the Full Throttle Experience. Kareem, how are you today?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. You couldn't have picked a better day to have this call on because while it's nice and sunny out there, it's getting a little bit gloomy here in Cincinnati.
Really? You guys, are you experiencing rain or just overcast?
It's one of those situations where you can smell the rain coming. We've been hit with rain for the past couple of days, so you can smell it coming. And my lawn is proof of it because it needs to be cut.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had some rain last week, but today is absolutely gorgeous. It's the highest temperatures we have in a few days because the temperature did go down. So today we are going to be discussing one of your favorite topics, and I'm sure one of my favorite topics, which is purpose. As I was looking over the information on you, I could see the theme. It's like a reoccurring theme that you are really entrenched in the whole idea of purpose. Let me ask you, how long have you been a motivational speaker?
I have been doing it. I started out, I want to say, probably close to about 10 years now, jumping into it seriously over the last 7 years. You know, it's one of those things, and it covers the topic today, purpose, will actually touch on that. You know, purpose actually revolves around the very thing you're designed to do, you know, and that's key and integral to success in any arena. You got to know what you're designed to do. So for me, one of the ways I kind of learned my purpose, honestly, was by accident. It was going back to identifying with my gifts and talents, knowing the very thing that God gave me that I did exceptionally well, that gift and talent I had where, for me, it really would take very little very little effort on my side to make that gift and talent work on a dynamic scale. For me, it was always speaking, talking, and teaching. It's something I've been doing all my life since elementary school, but it revolves around purpose. I call that provision for the vision.
So it's something that you're extremely passionate about.
Exactly. You know, I gave a keynote speech about a year ago where I talked about the difference between passion and purpose, and passion is what you love to do. And the funny thing is, a lot of us here, we have things we're passionate about, but purpose is what you're designed to do. Now, 9 times out of 10, if you're chasing purpose, a lot of times your passions will either be wrapped directly around that purpose or it dances around that purpose. So if you understand the things in life you're passionate about and you understand your provision, which is your gift and talent, 9 times out of 10, your purpose is sitting right there smack dab in the middle of it. You just got to go ahead and explore it and go after it.
So what keeps people from, you know, so many people, and I know you probably get these questions as well, what is my purpose? What keeps people on this unending treadmill? For me, what I see a lot of times is that purpose is staring them right in their face, but they don't seem to see it themselves. What keeps people kind of locked in that quagmire of getting truly understanding what purpose is all about and that willingness to acknowledge that, okay, this is my purpose?
Gotcha. Okay, great question. What I will say is this, and this is something I've come up with as of recent, because I get a lot of people where they ask me that question all the time. You know, how do I find my purpose? How do I find my purpose? I tell people there's three important moments in your life. The first is obviously the day you're born. That's the day you've blessed the world with the greatness that's called you. The second day is when you discover your purpose. And that's the key. You got to discover it. But then the third day is when you actually walk in your purpose. Because there's a lot of people out there that do discover their purpose, but depending on what that purpose is, they may not accept it, so they refuse to walk in it. So you got three important days in your life: the day you're born, the day you discover your purpose, and the day you finally decide to forego everything else and walk in your purpose. Now, the reality with most of us, we're products of the environment we're raised in. In other words, if my parents were never individuals that were raised to find purpose themselves, you know, a lot of times I repeat the cycle of what I see going on in my household. So that's one of the biggest things I always see. I go, it's kind of odd that we have parents that will sit down and talk to our kids about the do's and don'ts of sex, but they won't sit down and tell you why it's important for you to find your purpose while you're on this planet. And so for most of the folks I see, they don't find their purpose because they've never been trained to look for their purpose. They go to college for 4 years, and they get a degree in something that has nothing to do with their purpose. They get involved in relationships and jobs that have nothing to do with their purpose, and they wake up 20, 30 years down the road wondering, why is my life so miserable? Well, here's the reality of it. You weren't moving based on purpose. The key thing with purpose, you have to find out the very thing that you were designed to do and then build your lifestyle around it. I'm going to say that again because I really want that to sink into someone on this call. Find out the very thing you were designed to do. And then you build your lifestyle around it, okay? When it comes to finding purpose, a lot of times purpose is going to be either something you're extremely passionate about. It's going to be something you can't stand. It means you're called to change it. Or a lot of times you can look at the unique gifts and talents you have already been given, because a lot of times that provision is part of your purpose's vision. So those are the three things I tell most people. Find out what it is you're passionate about. Find out the very thing that you can't stand the most. Or look at your unique gifts and talents, the things you do exceptionally well. You know, as a child growing up, I was always talkative. Like, the listeners can't figure that out now. I was always talkative. I would always get in trouble for talking too much. My teacher would constantly, in the course of a year, she would move me about 6 to 8 times throughout the course of the year, because every time she put me next to someone, I would run my mouth. So my report card would be straight A's. But I was always getting in trouble because he's the class clown. He's always talking. I have to move this guy 3 or 4 times throughout the course of the year. Every time I move him next to someone who I think he has nothing in common with, guess what? He's over there running his mouth, disrupting the class. So that gift and talent of talking has been with me since birth. It's not a stretch of imagination that now I'll find myself making a living as a speaker. Okay? So a lot of times your purpose oftentimes revolves around the gift and talent you've been given as well.
So then would you say that a lot of what the individuals are being confronted with is that necessity to get out there and make a living, and that's where they kind of get off the road to purpose?
Exactly, exactly. One of the key things they have to learn as an entrepreneur is money is the reward for solving a problem. And that was key. Money is the reward for solving a problem. So if I want more money in my life, I have to work on solving bigger and better problems for those around me. The problem with most of us is we've been trained to go after the paycheck. You know, we got folks where we've been told all our lives, go to school, get that 4-year degree, but go into a field not because of something you're passionate about, go into that field because that field makes a lot of money for you. So we got a lot of folks walking around in the medical industry who was never called to be there. It's funny because I love my parents to death, but mom would always kind of browbeat me with the same thing. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to be a doctor. She had said that to me so many times over the course of my lifetime. By the time I graduated high school, I actually went down to college and enrolled in classes to go into the medical industry. But there was a part of me that felt like I was incomplete by the time I got down there. So I voluntarily pulled myself out. I voluntarily dropped the classes and dropped out of college at that point in time. And it was because I didn't feel the passion behind it, all right? What I found out was when I look at my personality, because your personality also has a strong allotment towards your purpose as well. I had a personality where I desired to help people on a regular basis. I was always the person who was trying to help someone out if I saw them in need. I was always the person willing to go the extra mile to give someone what they would need at that time. You know, when I found out my personality really was just the type of person I like to help people out, I do that now based on my motivational speaking, okay? So it wasn't so much that I want to go to school or want to go to college to be a doctor. you know, as a child growing up, I looked at the profession of a doctor and says, well, what does a doctor do? Well, a doctor helps people on a daily basis. So that was the only reason I was kind of drawn to that field. I mean, God knows, I can't stand the sight of blood, so I'm the last person you want working on you inside somebody's ER, you know. But that was some of the things I found out about myself. So when you're looking at your purpose, you really have to know yourself. And that's difficult for a lot of us because a lot of us, we don't know ourselves. We just know what other people have poured into us. We know what other people have told us. But ultimately, you have to know yourself well enough to know what you excel at, what arenas gravitate you, what classes and things that you took in school where you just were magnetized by them. Because a lot of times that's your purpose being called out. Okay, no one's put on this planet without a purpose. I don't care who you are. There's something you've been put on this planet that you're designed to do, but it's your mission to find that out. The sooner you find that out, then you can correlate everything else around what that purpose is, and your life will just take off from zero to 100, but you got to find your purpose.
Yeah, and now you said something important there. You said that you have to know yourself. And I think a lot of people confuse being self-aware and knowing themselves with being maybe selfish or self-centered, which is a totally different thing, to be self-aware. Can you tell us a little bit, let's delve into that a little bit about knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got a great line right here on this one, because here's the biggest thing. Most of us have been conditioned to try to please everyone else around us but ourselves. You know, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine today, and I was saying that the problem is we wake up every day, and if we don't have a definite chief aim or a definite purpose in our life of what we're going after, we'll spend 90% of our day trying to please everyone else and get everyone else's agenda to the finish line, and then somehow at the end of the day try to work on our own. And unfortunately, if you want to be successful, you have to be a little bit selfish with your goals and your dreams. Most of us say, hey, I want to help somebody, you know, but for most of us, you can't help somebody else around you till you help yourself and get to where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
You know, there's a point in time where I have people want to hit me up for money, and as much as I would love to give you money to help you with your bills, I can't help you if I get my own lights turned off.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be
mm-hmm.
some sacrifice where I have to make myself selfish at some point in time to go after my goals and dreams and put everyone else on the back burner. I put something up on social media the other day where I said, you know, you have to get comfortable using the word no. And no will piss a lot of people off. You've been conditioned since an early child that there's a bad correlation with the word no. Most of the times, no is correlated with punishment. You know, most of the times, mom and dad has shook their finger in your face when they gave you the word no. So no oftentimes is hard for us to give to folks as an adult because our correlation with it is a child. But you have to know yourself. And the problem with most of us, the reason why we don't know ourselves, because we let everyone else put their impressions, their ideas, and their concepts on us to tell us who we should be or who we're designed to be. My mom, I love her to death. She loved me dearly. But there's a point in life where I have to look at it and say she was doing more damage by telling me, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a doctor, as opposed to taking me, letting me find my gifts and talents and identifying my gifts and talents and letting me find my own way based on it. Now, the one thing she did exceptionally well was she helped me to discover my gifts and talents. Okay? As a child growing up, she did everything in her power to make sure she put me in arenas where my gifts and talents will come out naturally, so I knew what I did exceptionally well. You know, one of the things John Maxwell says that I love so dearly is, you know you can win the race, you love to run. And you think about it, anytime you had relay races as a kid, if you knew you stood a chance of winning the race, you would love to run. The only races we don't like to run in is the ones we don't think we can win. But a lot of times we have the ability to win, we just have been bogged down by everybody else's information and knowledge when it comes to us. So that's why I said you got to know yourself. If you don't know what you do exceptionally well, I challenge you to go back and find 10 to 15 people that's known you since childhood. And say, hey, when you think about the things I did exceptionally well, especially in childhood, and the reason why I say childhood, because during your childhood age, you were literally unfiltered. See, once you hit 18, you got stuck in that adult world where everybody kind of beat your childhood wisdom out of you. You know, when you go to a lot of jobs, the jobs don't want you to think. It's nothing I got against a job, but a job doesn't want you to think. A job wants you to think based on what they're telling you to do. They don't want you to use any creativity. This is what we're paying you. Here's what your duties include for 40 hours a week. This is what you do. But a lot of times as a child, everything you did was unfiltered. Your natural gift and talent, whatever you did exceptionally well, automatically wanted to come out on its own. So the goal being is to find several people who have known you for a course of time and say, hey, when you think about the things I do exceptionally well, can you tell me what they are? What are the things I used to do that would just have you amazed because I would make it look almost like it was too easy to do?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times those gifts that you have, those talents that you have, will give you some sort of idea what your purpose is. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further. When I look over my history for the past 10, 15 years, almost every job that I worked at or excelled in before jumping to the entrepreneur side of the fence revolved around my purpose. It's just that I was not in tune with myself to know it. I was always leaning toward customer service-related positions. Because customer service people help people. And then when I would work in the opposite field, like collections, I would be miserable. Those are the jobs I would get fired at or I would quit because I couldn't grow the way I was supposed to grow because the seed wasn't planted in the right environment. So a lot of times, even the jobs you have taken over the course of the last couple of years will tell you something about your purpose because you are always drawn towards your purpose. It's just like taking a plant and putting it across the room. Wherever sunlight is where that plant's going to grow towards. That's powerful. Wherever sunlight comes into the house at, if you got the plant on the opposite side of the room, that plant is going to do everything in its power to grow towards that sunlight because that's where that plant wants to be at. And your purpose works the same exact way. If you'll shut everything down long enough, you'll notice a pattern of the jobs you've taken where you excelled at, the relationships, the types of things you get involved in, the causes you stand behind. All that stuff relates to your purpose because everything inside you wants to be where it's supposed to be at.
So, you know, going back to what you were talking about as far as people being able to say no, I think with the word no comes a negative connotation that we are doing something wrong when, in fact, it's just a choice. The same as yes is a choice, the no is a choice. And the other thing that's quite interesting when you talk about childhood and how you know, you're unfiltered at that point because the cares of the world has not, you know, really had the opportunity to squeeze some of those things out of you that you naturally would gravitate toward. There's a scripture that says, raise up a child in the way that they should go. And what we've done in the church, you know, the Christian church, is we've taken that and spiritualized it to the point of squeezing all the practicality out of it because the scripture actually means to nurture a child and see what that child's inclinations go toward, you know, how their natural leanings go, and then to actually nurture that so that they can develop in their purpose. But as I said before, we have squeezed all of that out and given it 100% a spiritual meaning rather than having that practical and natural meaning that it has for in how to raise children.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I tell most folks that the beautiful thing about kids, when I was a kid, I would keep things as simple as possible. I wouldn't overcomplex it. I wouldn't overthink it. I wouldn't put more energy into it than it needed to be. If I was trying to get the cookie jar off the top of the refrigerator, I would think of the simplest way to get it done. I didn't have to come up with an 8-point bullet plan in order to make it happen. I would keep it real simple. And chasing your purpose works the same exact way. You have to take out a lot of the things that you've been filtering over the course of the years where you're looking at all these other things adults have to do. Take it back to childhood and keep it real simple. Whatever it is you're called to do, 9 times out of 10, you've already been dancing around it all this time. You just haven't paid. You haven't paid close enough attention to it.
And it's so many distractions in the world.
Yes.
Like we were talking before about, you know, you really are trained to get that 9 to 5. I mean, that's pushed at you from the day that you enter school. I mean, before you even get to school, your parents are already talking about you. You want to grow up and get a good job, you know.
But here's the thing. When you brought that up, I can't even dance around and let that go because you brought it up and it's gnawing at me. Here's the reality of it. We are creatures of our own comfort zone. And one of the things we've been taught as a child and that really kind of pushes away from our purpose down the road, we've been trained to try to blend in and conform to our comfort zone. So in other words, I can think back as a child when whatever was the hip fad or whatever was the hip look, if there was a pair of jeans or a pair of shoes, let's say when Jordans came out and everybody was buying Jordans, if everybody in my clique had Jordans, then I expected mom to kick out $120, $130 for some Jordans for me as well because I want to blend in. If the new lingo is talking with this type of accent or this type of phrase or if this is the new music style everyone's listening to or this is how everyone's cutting their hair, you know, I would want to blend in, so I want to do the same thing. But we don't want to be the person that stands out. We want to conform. And the problem being is the more you do something becomes a habit. And the danger of a habit is a lot of times most of our habits are on autopilot. That means there's certain things we do every day we wake up and we're not even aware we do them. In other words, when you brush your teeth, when's the last time you physically thought about the direction or rotation you use when you brush your teeth? When's the last time you physically thought about how you physically hold your fork when you go after your meal or how you actually tie your shoe? You've done it so many times that it's on autopilot. So a lot of the negative habits you have that are associated with what you want to do in life or it's taking away from life, you're doing a lot of that stuff on autopilot and you don't even know it. Because you've done it for so many years, you know. So the idea being, for most folks, they have a lifestyle that's built on conformity, because we tend to hang around people that are similar to us. So that way we blend in. We've been taught that as a child. Get around mm-hmm. folks that are similar to us. But the problem being is when you chase your purpose, 90% of the time your purpose is going to be on the outside of your comfort zone.
Right.
It's rare to find anyone who finds and walks into their purpose by staying in their current comfort zone. So for me mm-hmm. to find my purpose, I had to be willing to walk away from my comfort zone, my sphere of influence, the current friends that I was hanging around at that point in time, the individuals on the workforce. You know, sometimes I hate to say it this way, some of the folks in the church. You know, I had mm-hmm. to be willing to leave my comfort zone to go after what my purpose was, because my purpose wasn't going to come to me. I still had to go to it.
And, you know, the sad thing, but very true, is once you tap into that purpose, once you find it and you mm-hmm. really start to excel at it, your sphere of influence, those friends around you, half of those are going to change anyway because people are going to drop off.
That is correct. That is correct. When you walk in your purpose, you better believe it. You have a lot of folks that's going to jump ship. A lot of the people that start out with you, when you pursue purpose, you're going to lose probably about 50 to 60% of them by the time you touch down on what you're designed to do. And here's one of the reasons. We don't like change. And so the problem being is if I see you go after your purpose and achieve it, the most powerful thing I'm seeing right now is you're doing something with your life, which means I have the ability to do the same thing.
Exactly.
So I either can embrace that and take on the challenge as well, or I can defend to fight for my comfort zone. And mm-hmm. most folks out there are going to defend to fight for their comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a broke, busted, disgusted world where they're struggling to make it and they're living check to check, they'll still rather fight for that comfort zone than to go after their own personal greatness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, in most human beings, I won't say all, but in most, mm-hmm. if you're doing well, then that means that something is wrong with me. And so by that comparison, it makes me very uncomfortable with you.
Yeah.
Some people will go even as far as I know my mom and them used to call it crabs in a basket,
barrel.
Mm-hmm. In a barrel basket, you know, where they would grab you and literally try to hold you down or pull
yeah.
you back down where they are, rather than to you know, applaud you and to be your cheerleaders mm-hmm. and push you on towards your purpose. They really don't want to see you make that purpose. And excuse me, but I'm right now going to give a plug for my book,
sure.
Which is Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, second edition, because as you were talking, I was mentally doing checkoffs to some of the information that's in that book.
Gotcha.
As you were talking, and you know, so I couldn't just let it sit there. It's okay, shameful self-promotion. But I had to do it. I had to do it because it's not only that, and I'll put you into this as well, Kareem, it's not only that we are talking about a subject, but we're serious about this subject. It's almost like it's a mandate from heaven that
yes.
people find and fulfill and walk in the purpose that God has given to them. And do you feel that as well?
I do. There's a powerful quote that I love so much by Miles Monroe. He says, you know, if you don't know the reason for a thing, if you don't know the reason for a thing, there's a 90% chance you're going to somehow end up abusing it. And it's powerful because with most of us, since we don't know the purpose for our lives, we'll spend the first one-third to one-half to even sometimes the whole time frame of our lifetime abusing our lives because we don't know the reason why we're created or what we're designed to do, okay? If you look at any of the game changers on this planet, think about how life would be altered if Martin Luther King didn't realize what his purpose was. You know,
right.
think about some of the game changers out there where if they didn't realize their purpose and their calling, so they never went after it, how life would be affected for millions of people around the world because they didn't stand in their rightful place. You know, another thing I feel is this, is there's accountability. You know, there's a parable I love where Jesus is dealing with the fig tree, where he talks about he walks up to the fig tree, there's no figs on it, he comes back the next day, there's still no figs on the tree, so he has wither up and die and never bear fruit again. Wither up and die and never bear fruit again. Now, we know the connotations of what that means as far as bringing folks into the kingdom, but I got another connotation for you, okay? When God created you, he gave you gifts and talents. He gave you a purpose. He gave you something you're designed to do. But what use are you on this planet if you're not doing the very thing you're designed to do? Mm-hmm. See, that's the problem because, again, like I said, you know, when you figure out your purpose, that kind of takes that you got to make steps towards that. And a lot of times there's battle lines drawn where you got to leave behind the familiar territory. There's a lot of folks that can't come with you on that journey. You know, I've learned that the hard way. I've been going through transition, several different transitions just up to this moment right here. And not everybody who started that journey, unfortunately, is here with me at this apex of the journey. You know, so it's not always the easiest thing in the world to do, but at the end of the day, you will be held accountable for finding and fulfilling your purpose.
Yes,
there's something you've been put on the plan you're designed to do. There's accountability behind that. You just don't pass away and then think that, oh, you know, no one's going to check me on that or call me on that and say, when I put you on this planet, I gave you this unique gift and talent of speaking, talking, teaching, and educating. Did you use that gift and did you follow your purpose with it? Or did you waste it? See, the beautiful thing about your gift and talent is this. It can be used one or two different ways, and I learned this as a child. As a child, I was always getting in trouble because I talked too much. That wasn't a bad thing. You know, the bottom line is this, is when you are not given the proper instructions in the arena of how to use your gift and talent, your gift and talent is going to come out automatically. So it's almost like me fixing you a cup of coffee. If I fix you a cup of coffee, chances are you don't drink it black, so I'm going to put a little bit of sugar and cream in there. But if I put too much sugar and cream in there, the coffee still is going to taste just as nasty if it was if I gave it to you black. I have to know how to properly maximize and use my gift and talent to go along with my purpose. Otherwise, it's still going to be used, but it can do just as much damage as good. You know, it's funny because we see a lot of these secular artists singing a Christian song, and we're amazed. We see Usher sing a Christian song, and we're amazed. That's his gift and talent. That gift and talent can be used in any different arena. It can sing any different song. You know, you have to understand, your gift and talent can be used anywhere, but is it being used in the proper connotation? Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with his music. I like Usher. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a bunch of folks beating me up on Usher. But I'm just saying the issue is when you know your gift and talent has to go along with your purpose. So you got to know your purpose. There's accountability behind that. If you're not living the lifestyle you're designed to live, nine times out of ten, it's because you're not chasing your purpose.
Now, Kareem, let the audience know how they can find you and catch up with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. They can reach me directly at the website, KareemEllis.com, and that's KareemEllis. That's the best and easiest way to go there. Sign up, drop your email, and sign up for the free newsletter. We got a lot of free information and motivational tips that we love to give out to you. At the same time, if you're on social media, connect with me on Facebook at KareemREllis.com. You got to put the R in there because we got a couple other Kareems running around, so that kind of puts me out to the side so you know who you're dealing with. And for everything else social media-wise, if you look for video clips and stuff like that, I mean, you can just Google Kareem Ellis, you know, Kareem R. Ellis. It'll pop up. I'm on almost every social media hub you can reach, without a doubt.
Now,
and also the Full Throttle. I know Dale's doing Full Throttle again. We're going to be doing the Cincinnati Experience, I believe, July 19th. So I believe on July 19th we're going to be holding a small hub here for the Full Throttle Experience, you know, where Dale will be coming out. I believe it's going to be me and Chris Davis, I believe, is going to be down here as well. You can't quote me on that, but I believe Chris Davis. And that's going to be on July 19th. So I'll be broadcasting stuff on that as well. And then last but not least, I have leadership training coming up for anyone in the Cincinnati area. We're going to do a John Maxwell leadership training that revolves around the 15 Laws of Growth, and you can go to my website for more information on that. That starts May 30th, and that's free to the public. It's a four-week training.
Okay, and everyone, Kareem is a John Maxwell coach.
That's correct.
So that's, you know, when he says John Maxwell, he is under the tutelage and in that very prestigious program that John Maxwell started up, I think it was a couple years ago. So, and if you don't know who John Maxwell is, oh, my goodness.
shame on you. What rock have you been hiding?
Shame on you. Number one on all published lists of leadership, number one person is John Maxwell, and he's also a prolific author and has so many books that I don't even know how many books he has. But
I break that down for you. He has written 70 books, and he's 67 years old. He turned 67 this year. That means he's put out a leadership book for almost every year he's been on this planet. That's
unbelievable.
Profound.
Unbelievable. Yeah, profound. Absolutely. Absolutely. I had the opportunity to have lunch with him, and what I liked about him was that he was so down-to-earth and for real.
Yes.
You know, so down-to-earth and for real. Well, Kareem, thank you so much for being on the show today. We've learned a lot about purpose and Just got some really valuable information. I'm sure everyone is going to start really thinking about their childhood and some of those dreams and aspirations and things that they may have left behind because they were getting, you know, erroneous information from, you know, maybe parents and loved ones, people who didn't mean any harm, but people who just didn't know that you should guide and direct those talents in the way that God had planned them to go. So, Kareem, thank you so much for being on the show. Everyone, I know that you enjoyed the show today with this dynamic speaker. Please go to his website and avail yourself of all the information that he has available to you. And tune in again next week to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show. Teresita Glasgow is the founder of In His Season Incorporated, a Christian corporation whose mission is to motivate, stimulate, and encourage individuals to reach beyond their limitations to their God-given possibilities. Visit us online at InHisSeason.com for more information on Teresita Glasgow, In His Season Incorporated, or to get your copy of her books, Destiny, 7 Steps to Finding and Fulfilling Your Purpose in Life, and How to Start a Business on a Shoestring Budget. Be your own boss now. Now available for download on Amazon Kindle. Visit Amazon.com for your copy today. You can also download a copy of this show as well as archived shows. Just visit blogtalkradio.com/Teresita Glasgow or iTunes.com to subscribe. Check out Teresita's blog, Salt and Light, for daily inspiration and free information designed to enhance your business and your life. Be sure to follow Teresita on Twitter and like her on Facebook. Thank you for listening. And join us again next time for more of the Teresita Glasgow Blog Talk Radio Show.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
At T-Mobile, we're declaring the end of data limits. Introducing T-Mobile One. One price, all unlimited, for everyone. That's right. Get unlimited 4G LTE data on your smartphone on our network that was built to handle it. And get it at a price that won't break the bank. With 4 lines of unlimited LTE data for just $35 a line per month with AutoPay. Switch today.
Top 3% of data users greater than 26 gigabytes per month may see reduced speeds until next bill cycle. Video typically streams at 480p with qualifying credit discount via bill credit plus taxes and fees.